righteousness, peace.
That's right. It's time for Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati. So stay tuned for Kingdom Building.
Righteousness, peace, war, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God.
Everybody sing.
Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom of God. Don't you want to be a part of the kingdom? Don't you want to be a part?
WAIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airways to responsible divergent points of view. The opinions expressed during this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. The opinions expressed reflect my own views or the views of my guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF Cincinnati. Praise God, Cincinnati. Praise the Lord. We are here for the next hour, so stay tuned. Kingdom Building will be here every Wednesday, God willing. So far, he's been willing for about 15 years. But anyway, so glad that you've tuned in today. We love you, and we're here for you always. If you need prayer or whatever, don't hesitate calling, and we'll be here for you in prayer. So, you know, and kind of seeing what the Lord wanted us to talk about today, it was pretty clear, very, very, very clear what he wanted us to talk about today, and that is unity in the faith. Mm-hmm. Unity in the faith. There's not a lot of it out there, folks. I'm sorry to say. I mean, I wish there was, but God wants, I mean, even Jesus said in John 17:21, he says that they may all be one. Mm-hmm. What's that mean? It means one. Mm-hmm. That means in agreement. That means in unity. That they may all be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also, says it again, may be one in us, mm-hmm. that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Man, that couldn't, that, by the way, I'm Rich, Oscar, and Mike.
Praise the Lord.
I mean, that can't, I don't know how you could misinterpret that scripture right there. I really don't. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Don't you want the world to believe that thou hast been sent by the Father, that Jesus has been sent by the... Yeah, yeah, I would say that every one of you would say yes. Well, then guess what? You know, we need to get along better. And that's church to church, that's denomination to denomination to no denomination, that's different colors of skin, that's different countries or continents that you're from. That one means one, folks. I mean, one. It's not two, it's not three, it's one. Mm-hmm. And even the psalmist, David, did what he called the pilgrim song. He says, how wonderful, this is Psalms 133, how wonderful, how beautiful when brothers and sisters get along. Wow. This is so beautiful that there's just a beautiful imagery here that the psalmist brings out. It's like costly anointing oil flowing down the head and beard, flowing like Aaron's beard, flowing down the collar of his priestly robes. It's like the dew on Mount Hermon, flowing down the slopes of Zion. Yes, that's where God commands the blessing, ordains eternal life. I mean, that's a very short, one of the shortest psalms out there, but wow, how powerful is that?
It's really powerful.
It is. It really is. God loves it when we get along. Guess what? When we get along, the world's going to see. The world's going to see it. And so I don't know. I'm going to get on my soapbox for a second, and then I'll shut up and let my brothers here and the pastor here say their piece. But I'm just tired. I'm just tired of people putting such an emphasis on politics. I'm just tired of it. I mean, you're going to get some scriptures today that I hope changes your life. I truly hope it changed my life, and I hope it changes your life, because, man, one thing the Lord told me 15 years ago when I started this program here on WAIF is, don't get into politics. It's a waste of airtime. It's a waste of airtime. I mean, you say, well, what if this happens? Well, you're going to hear, if you stay tuned, and don't get mad at me, just love me like I love you, you're going to hear the answer to that question. You're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. But even in Ephesians 4:3, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then Ephesians 4:13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Guess what? You can't be perfect if you're going to sit there and argue over politics.
Right.
God sees you as perfect, but no one else is going to see you as perfect. Unto the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ. You're not going to have the fullness of Christ if you're going to argue over politics. I'm telling you right now. Daniel 2, verse 20 says, Daniel answered, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes, listen up, Cincinnati, this is it right here. He removes kings and set up kings. Well, that includes, Congress. That includes president. That includes any government leader. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. So without understanding, he's not going to give you knowledge and wisdom as far as what I'm reading here. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. I guess to bring it down to our situation here on earth here, I'm not a big Facebook person. I think there can be a reason for it with the gospel. I think there's people out there that put out good, uplifting, positive, scriptural words out there. But, buddy, if you want to get unfriended by me, I don't care if it's left, right, Republican, Democrat, whatever. If you're going to start in on the politics and start bashing people and whatever, you will be unfriended by me so quick that you will be unfriended by me so quickly that you won't even believe it, because I don't have time for it. I just don't have time for it. And I know a lot of people disagree, but guess what? I'm just going to, from here on out, I'm just going to give you Bible. You want to hear Bible and what the Bible says about it? You've already heard some. First of all, you've heard that God wants us as brothers and sisters to be united, not separated. Okay, so if we believe the Bible, in Romans 13 in the Amplified, it says, Romans 13:13, it says, let every person be loyal and subject to the governing authorities. Oh, it can't say that. Well, it does. Don't yell at me. This is what the Bible says. For there is no authority except from God. And in parentheses, in the Amplified, it says, by his permission, his sanction. And those that exist do so by God's appointment. Therefore, he who resists and set himself up against the authorities resists what God has appointed and arranged. Guys, that's powerful stuff right there, isn't it?
That's right.
You're going against God. I'm telling you, if you agree with a politician out there, you probably don't know all there is about them. Because I'm telling you, I don't agree with any of them. You know, there are going to be things out there that I'm not going to agree with. Is that okay? Sure, it's okay. You don't have to agree with everything, but you have to agree with God, don't you? I mean, if you're going to claim to be a Christian, if you're going to claim to say that the Word of God, the Bible, is the inherent Word of God, then don't you have to at least know what's in it? Well, we're telling you. We're going to tell you right here. Therefore, he who resists and sets himself up against the authorities resists what God has appointed and arranged. And it says in parentheses, in divine order. And those who resist will bring down judgment upon themselves. Hey, I didn't write this, folks. I did not write this. This is what the Word of God says, receiving the penalty due them. All I'm trying to do is talk unity. All I'm trying to do is say, let's get along. The things that aren't important, let's not argue over them. It's not important, so why argue over them?
You know, Rich, I'm listening to you, and you know, if you're a believer out there and you're listening and you believe that God is sovereign and that he is in control of all things, one of my pet peeves right now is everybody gets offended by everything. You know, you can't have any unity if you're living in that realm. You know, somebody says something you don't like, or you see something that you don't agree with, you have to air it. You know, that's the downfall of social media. Everybody doesn't have to hear what you don't agree with. And you know,
in most cases, people don't care what you think. I mean, let's be real.
That's right.
I mean, let's just be real. Most people don't care about your opinion. Pastor, tell us the definition of opinion. Folks, you're going to freak, because I'm telling you, that word opinion, when you hear this definition, you're going to freak, and you're going to hopefully stop giving it all the time.
Well, one of the definitions of the word opinion is something that falls short of the truth.
Think about that. Something
everybody's
that falls
one.
Short of the truth.
Everybody's got one.
Everybody's got an opinion. But you know,
it's something that falls short of the truth.
And I'm tired of everybody's opinion. That's why I don't watch news. I don't care about your opinion. I just care about God's word.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I'll say this. I believe that a lot of people, and we've talked about this, and we've heard sermon after sermon after sermon about this from other people, and I've shared sermons about this, that we all have mistaken identity. And the mistaken identity is especially with Christians, and I'm going to direct this a lot at Christian folks, because, you know, if you go on Facebook, you see some of the most hateful things written on Facebook. That's just unbelievably hateful.
That's one of the reasons I don't like it.
And you know what? That should not be with Christians.
Mm-mm.
You know, first of all, and I'm gonna say something politically here, but it's not really based on one thing or another. First of all, Christians, you are not a Republican. You're a Christian.
And you're not a Democrat.
You're not a Democrat.
You're not an independent.
You're not an independent. You are a Christian. Quit identifying yourself with some worldly system.
That's right.
Scripture says we're in this world, but we're not of it.
Amen.
And quit being so much of it. Romans, the 12th chapter, says for us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we might prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. You know what being conformed means? Made into the image of this world. And when you get so politically involved in anything, you're making yourself into that image.
Yep.
You're allowing yourself to be molded into that image. You talk about getting on your soapbox. I absolutely hate when people do that political stuff because, you know, like you said, there's no authority but that which is given of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Whoever is the president right now, God has allowed him to be the president.
Or the one before, or the one before,
that's right.
Or the one before,
that's,
or the one before that.
That's right. For whatever purposes or whatever it is, that doesn't mean that they're the most righteous person in the land or whatever. But God has allowed whoever's there to be there, and he's allowed him to be there for his purposes.
He put Nebuchadnezzar in.
Did.
He put him right there as king
did.
Of Babylon.
Yes, he did. You know, and if Christian folks will just realize that when you identify yourself with the world, and then you try to, I'm going to be honest with you, and then you try to tell people about the love of God, and then you're being hateful towards other people.
It's going
to
fall on deaf ears.
Yeah, it falls on deaf ears. It absolutely does. Because you're thinking, can sweet water and sour water come out of the same spigot?
Mm-mm.
No, it can't.
Mm-mm.
And if you start pouring sour water out of a spigot, guess what? All the water's going to be sour. So if you're saying, well, I witness to people, but yet they don't listen to me, but yet you're being hateful out there politically about things, then you know what? People aren't going to listen to you.
No.
They're not.
I mean, the Lord put Pilate in his position.
Sure
it says
did.
In John 19:10, it says, so Pilate said to him, will you not? This is before Jesus was crucified.
Yeah.
Pilate washed his hands of the whole thing because he could see all the politics involved and everybody arguing and everybody this and that. Pilate said to him, will you not speak even to me? Do you not know that I have power and authority to release you, and I have power and authority to crucify you? Jesus answered, wow, was Jesus the wisest man that ever walked the earth?
Sure.
His wisdom is just amazing.
Yes,
so
is.
So Jesus answered and said, you would not have any power or authority whatsoever against me if it were not given to you from the Father.
That's right.
For this reason, the sin and guilt of the one who delivered me over to you is greater.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, even Pilate, you know, people want to get all over Judas. You know, Judas, before the foundations of the world, Lord knew what Judas was going to do,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, it was all, I mean, gosh, if we could ever get that vision of how God is in control. If we could ever get that vision that he, before the foundations of the world, he had this all planned out.
Yep.
Nothing happens by chance. Well, what about all this bad stuff that happened to me? Well, guess what? It's happening to everybody.
Yep.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. So you can have a pity party or you can have a victory party. You can get victory over it or you can sit there and feel sorry for yourself and have a pity party. I know that sounds rough and harsh, but it's the truth.
Right. You know, Rich, I'm going to share a little story here real quick. And you know, years ago we had a minister come through our church and he was reading out of the book of Acts. And there's a man mentioned in there, and his name, I think I'm pronouncing it right, it's Manahim. And he said to me, he said, Brother Oscar, check into that. And this guy ran a Bible school, you know. I mean, he's the president of a Bible school that told me to do that. And I thought, well, sure. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, well, if you don't know, how you think I'm going to know? But, you know, I went home, and I was sitting in my family room, and I felt like the Lord said, check into it. So I went downstairs and got a lot of my reference material out and started going through it. And I found in a reference, in a Christian reference book, where it sent me to the book of Josephus for a man named Menahem. And Josephus was a, he was a chronicler of the Jewish history, you know, back in the time of Jesus. And, you know, it gave me a reference to that book of Josephus, and I had had a book of Josephus, but I never had actually got it out and looked at it. Because I buy books sometimes when I feel like the Lord directs me to buy them, and then when it inevitably he'll cause me to find something in there that I've never seen before. But anyway, so I looked up this reference to the book of Josephus, and I looked it up in Josephus, and here's the story. There was a man walking down the road named Menahem, and he had a prophetic anointing on him, and he walks past this young man who was just a young teenage boy, and the Spirit of the Lord had him go up to that guy and slap him on the backside and said, "Oh, hail, King of the Jews." And the guy looked up at him and says, "What are you talking about? I'm not a king. I mean, I'm putting it in my own words." He says, "What are you talking about? I'm just a normal person just like you." And he said to him, "Oh, but you won't be." And he said, "And when you are made King of the Jews," he said, "see that you do rightly and see that you do justly. But I know that you won't." Okay? You know who that young man was?
Herod
the Great, mm-hmm. who ended up being the king when Jesus was born. This was back before Jesus was born. Ended up being the king when Jesus was born and had all of the children killed except for Jesus of that certain age, because the wise men had come to him and told him about, you know, they had seen a star and that a great king was going to be born and all this and that. And because here because he didn't want to lose his kingship, he thought, he killed all the children of that certain age of, and you know what? They had taken Jesus because an angel had spoken to Mary and Joseph and told them to take him and go down into Egypt,
mm-hmm.
where they'd be safe.
That's right.
But you know what? I'm telling you, God allowed Herod to be in there.
That's right.
There was a prophecy in the Old Testament that said something about Rachel weeping for her children, you know, and it was referring to when Christ was born, because
Joseph and Benjamin.
No, they knew that all these kids were going to be murdered and slaughtered, you know. But I tell you what, God knows what's going on. He allowed Herod to be in there, and he allowed. I mean, it's bad to say, but some of the political people that's been out there before that are really evil people, he's allowed it for a purpose.
I mean, look at some of the people. Caligula, you know, was an emperor of Rome. Right. Nero was an emperor in Rome. You know, Tiberius was an emperor in Rome. And none of them were any good.
They did terrible stuff. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we got to do this member-thon here, and then we'll be right back, Cincinnati. So stay tuned.
Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We're in the middle of our spring member-thon. Help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support of this show by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more makes you a member and gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting. And you'll receive the WAIF Alert newsletter and a WAIF sticker for your car. If you choose to pledge $150 or more, we'll place an engraved commemorative brick in the plaza in front of the WAIF studios. Help us pave the way for the future of WAIF Radio. Your brick could have your name or memorialize a loved one. Please call 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 right now to make a pledge. If you prefer to go online, you can make a pledge by clicking the donation button on the WAIF website and use your credit card or PayPal. If you pledge online, please be sure to include the name of our show in the purpose field so that we get credit for your donation. Every show at WAIF needs to meet a minimum level of pledges. Please give us a call at 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 or visit www.waif883.org and pledge $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati.
Yes, WAIF Cincinnati, we need your support. So if you like the station, support the station. If you like Kingdom Building, support Kingdom Building. So we'll stay on the air another 15-plus years. So, but, yeah, we need your support. 25 is great. 50 is better. But even if you only have 10, just like Jesus said with the woman that put the mite into the offering plate, he said that she gave more than any of them.
So that was all she had.
That's all she had. So if all you have is five, you give that five, and we believe you'll get blessed.
Yeah. One thing I would like to say about some of the things I just said before, Rich, Christians should be praying for whoever's in authority, praying that God
speak
give them
to them
the wisdom and to do what needs
and
to be
listen.
Done.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of bad mouthing them one way or the other, they should be praying. We should be praying for the people that God's allowed to be in those positions. You know.
Yeah, we've never ever, and nor will we ever, take a stance on any political issue or person or whatever. It's all in God's hands.
Right.
I don't watch the news. Anytime anything gets political, I run. I don't want to deal with it, because if God's in control of it all, which you just heard the scriptures, John 19, Romans 13, Psalms 133, and there's more.
Oh, yeah.
You just heard the scriptures. So you make the decision. If you're going to continue to wallow around in the pigsty and argue about politicians and politics and whatever, that's your choice. That's your choice. I just choose not to.
Yeah.
And whomever is in office, I'm going to pray for, whether it be Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever. I don't care. You know, because I want good things to come to this country and the people in the country. But ultimately, we have to let God be God and just let him alone to do what he's doing. And you say, sometimes you go, well, gosh, it seems like God's not doing a very good job. Well, you know what? He has a plan that's much, much bigger than you can figure out with your mind or my mind. His plan is infinite and eternal, and he knows what he's doing, folks. And if you don't believe that, then why are you even a Christian? You know, why are you? Because if it's all the good food down at the church, well, you know, I guess that's okay, but that's not the reason. That's not the reason I'm a believer and that I follow Jesus.
You know, Richie, even in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, God allowed Pharaoh. He rose up Pharaoh for the very purpose of mistreating the Jews.
Boy, isn't that,
so that
tough.
They so that they would be willing to leave Egypt and come into the Promised Land.
It says God hardened his heart.
That's right.
Well, every time God hardened Pharaoh's heart, the Israelites suffered more.
Yeah. Well, he made it harder on them.
That's what I'm saying.
He did. He made them make bricks and they had to go out and gather their own straw.
Yeah. So, I mean, we don't have all the answers, but we do know this one thing is, at least I do, I'll speak for myself, I'm going to trust him in all of it.
That's right.
You know, I'm going to just trust him in all of it.
Yeah.
Some of it doesn't make sense to me as far as, when you look out there.
Yeah.
I don't, what's out there, I can't control that.
No.
Okay? Don't want to control it. Wouldn't want to if I could. All I can do is form that relationship with the Lord.
Right.
That grace that he's given me, let that be reflected out in my life, and just provide that same grace to others, provide that same love to others, because if you just tune in, this whole broadcast was about let's get along.
Right.
Let's, Lord wants us to be in unity. You know, that doesn't mean every little thing we agree on. That doesn't mean that. That's not what that means. We can look the word up, unity. Maybe if you can look that up, it's in, let's see, it's in Ephesians 4:3 and 4:13. But to me, unity is just getting along. You know, there's things your wife or your husband or your significant other does that you're not thrilled to death about. But you know what? You're still in unity.
That's right.
You know, Julie will get all frustrated with me or something, whatever. Guess what? I'm going to remain in unity with her.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm going to be one in the spirit with her, and I'm going to be one in the flesh with her. So, you know, I don't think it means you have to agree with everybody else. I just think it means you have to have the attitude that we're going to be in unity regardless of what goes on.
Well, you were dealing in today's world with an overflow of information, and you know, people get resentful about the smallest things anymore. And mm-hmm. you know, it's not even good to have resentments, you know, because that's not what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to love one another.
Right.
But even if you have some resentment, you know, you can learn to, you know, deal with that.
And forgive.
And forgive. And that's right. And that's what we're talking about today. You have to have forgiveness in your heart. And if you've got the forgiveness in your heart, that you can do that and trust in the Lord. And even if you don't think you can forgive something, if you give it to the Lord and allow Him to show you mm-hmm. how to do it, you know, what kind of peace do you have in your life? And when you've got the peace in your life, what do you have? You have unity with other folks.
And Mike, when you have all those other things, resentment, unforgiveness, anger, hatred, whatever, you've just placed yourself in bondage. You've put yourself in prison. Because that is that's a self-imposed prison, that the only way out is love, forgiveness, acceptance. Not accepting their lifestyle, but accepting the person.
Well, let me give. I'm gonna say this, and it'll be interesting. I think it'll be interesting. I hope it'll touch somebody. But we've been dealing in our family with the situation for almost 5 years now, and it's been really stressful and it's been really hard. And a couple weeks ago, my wife and I asked for prayer for our family in church. I know you guys remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar and Rich and all the other elders prayed for our family.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we got a text that said we want to get all the family together.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Now, I can look at that two different ways. I can look at that as this is the Lord answering our prayer. Or I can say the same thing that we've been going through for a while is, well, what are they up to?
What's their motivation?
What's their motivation? You know? I choose that the Lord stepped into this situation.
Amen.
You know, and that's the choice that we have, you know, as Christians. We have that choice to agree with the Lord. And you know, when you're agreeing with the Lord and you're agreeing with the Lord with other Christians and other folks, you know, then you're strengthening the unity. And you know, we talk about it at church all the time. If you take two pieces of rope and you just have one string, you can break it. Mm-hmm. But if you intertwine it, guess what? It gets harder to break.
Yeah.
And that's unity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That word unity literally means oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And it means unanimity. Bringing them together, you know. But in the scriptures, but yet the root word of that, and I love this, the way it's spelled, the way you, the translation of it, the way it's spelled is H-E-I-S.
He is.
Everyone who comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's right. And the definition of that word of he is, or he is, however you pronounce it, it's the number, the numeral one, but it also means abundantly man. And I'm going to tell you what, when you are not in a position of unity, you're less than an abundant man.
Yep, that's right.
And God wants us to be a man, an abundant man. That abundant, when he's talking about being an abundant man, he's talking about us being in the image and likeness of him.
Yes.
You know, when Jesus came, he was abundantly man,
yes,
but he was also God. And when we realize that, you know, that it means abundant man, it also means one another. And what are we supposed to do with one another?
Love.
We're supposed to love each other. That's right. You know, so if we come to the realization that unity is one, and if it's one, it's only one. And there's a scripture that says, how can two walk together except they be one? See? And you know, you can't stay married to your wife if you're both going in different directions all the time.
Right.
You know, and what happens when you get married? She takes your what? Your name. Mm-hmm. So why? Because she'll be one with you.
And also the bank account.
Yeah, she gets your bank account, your car, your house, everything else.
No. The garage door key.
And the same goes for you when you marry a woman of substance. You get all her stuff.
That's right.
But it's not just always the men, but, you know, but anyway.
Okay, well, let's do this. We have a member-thon going on, our spring member-thon, and we need your help. So just pay attention, listen to this, and we'll be right back.
AIF Radio on the air to indicate your support of this show by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more makes you a member and gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting. And you'll receive the WAIF Alert newsletter and a WAIF sticker for your car. If you choose to pledge $150 or more, we'll place an engraved commemorative brick in the plaza in front of the WAIF studios. Help us pave the way for the future of WAIF Radio. Your brick could have your name or memorialize a loved one. Please call 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 right now to make a pledge. If you prefer to go online, you can make a pledge by clicking the donation button on the WAIF website and use your credit card or PayPal. If you pledge online, please be sure to include the name of our show in the purpose field so that we get credit for your donation. Every show at WAIF needs to meet a minimum level of pledges. Please give us a call at 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 or visit www.waif883.org and pledge $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati.
Okay, so we need your help. So when you do give, make sure you mention Kingdom Building. Whether you do it online or you send it in, however you do it, just make sure you mention Kingdom Building so we can stay on the air. So we thank you for listening here today. We love you. If you need prayer, give us a call. I guess it's 961-8900 or 749-1444. But anyway, if you just tuned in the last few minutes, we're talking today about unity and how important it is to the Lord that we be one. Mm-hmm. Like you, Pastor, read the definition of unity, and it means one.
Yep.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yep.
So, you know, even though you're in a marriage and you don't agree about everything, mm-hmm. in fact, there's times you may have a dispute. Guess what? That doesn't mean you're not one. It's just, do you love that person? Are you treating mm-hmm. them with respect? Are you Are you belittling them, or are you sitting there listening to what they have to say?
Mm-hmm.
But one is one.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we read this the first half hour. I think it's worth reading again. It's very important that in John 17:21, if you have any questions about unity, there is no better scripture out there than this one. It says that they all, Jesus is speaking, that they all may be one. He wants us to be in unity, not
That's
to
right.
be divided.
That's right.
He said, the Father in me and I in him.
Mm-hmm.
That they also, meaning you, may be one in us.
Right.
Wow, there's no, I don't think there's a desire of God's heart that's any stronger than us being one in him.
That's right.
That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Some of the way believers act, I can understand why the people run from the church.
Well, right. Yeah.
I can understand that. And and all you listeners, you probably can too.
Right.
So we need to just become one in the Father, like Jesus is one in the Father. And then guess what? When all that happens and there's that unity, that oneness, then the world will believe.
Yep.
And that is absolutely the Father's heart, is that the world would believe. So, you're listening to Kingdom Building right here on WAIF 88.3 FM Cincinnati, and it's about 12:40, 12:41, and if you need prayer, give us a call. But today we're talking about unity. Let's get along. Let's just get along. I mean, that's what Rodney King said. Look, you know, Rodney King had a heart for the Lord, or he wouldn't have said that.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Right.
He had a right to say, you know, be mad at everybody.
Right.
Especially, you know, those that hurt him. But he had a heart for the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, let's just get along. Wow, that's, to me, is as powerful of a statement as I've heard right. in the last 20 so years, however long it's 30 years. How long has it been?
It's been quite a while.
It's
yeah.
been quite a while. And I think those words, you know, why can't we just all get along, yeah. are probably the most powerful words I've heard.
And, you
heard.
Know, he was definitely mistreated.
Oh, jeez. I mean,
something awful. I mean,
oh,
you know,
my gosh. I mean, look at that.
But yet.
For him to say that, wow, that could only have been the Lord in him speaking that forth.
Right, right.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
That's not the Adamic, soulish man that's speaking. That's
right.
That's a godly, heavenly minded man that would speak that those words.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we got? Got anything? I want to read another scripture.
Okay.
Ephesians 4:3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Peace.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of peace when people are arguing and, with each other and
you know, when that says that, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, Christians, first of all, need to be in unity with God.
Yes.
And if you keep unity with Him, you'll be in unity with your brother.
That's right.
Because greater love than this hath no man that he lay down his life for his friend or
That's
his brother.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, Jesus wasn't about bringing division. He
no.
was about bringing peace, you know. What did the angels say when they appeared to the shepherds in the field? They said, I bring you tidings of great joy, for unto you is born a Savior. And, you know, and the angels, they heard the angels say, peace on earth.
Goodwill
toward men.
Mm-hmm.
And until Christians start believing that and saying that and being that, the world's not going to change. You know, I mean, it's pretty hard, you know, it's pretty hard to be mean to someone when they're being nice to you, when they're showing you love.
Right.
You can do it, but you won't be able to do it for very long, you know. you know, the funny thing about it is you know, I heard this Christian comedian one time talking, and this guy had been a high priestess or high priest in the satanic cults. And he was in the Air Force, and he told his testimony. He was in the Air Force, and he said there was this one Christian guy that was in his unit or whatever. Well, in the Air Force, I think you have a little some kind a little bit more separated rooms. You know, you're not all in a big barracks like you are, you know, in a lot of the service. But anyway, he was saying that this one Christian guy was always trying to witness to him. And he said, I told him, I said, I don't want to hear nothing about this Jesus guy no more. You know, I mean, he was getting really adamant about it. And he said, he was in another room, but the doors were open, and he was talking to this other guy real loud so I could hear it about Jesus, you know. And he said, I got upset, and he said, I ran in there and dove on top of him and started beating on him. And he said, he was laying on the ground, and he said, and I told him, if you ever speak the name of Jesus to me again, I'll kill you. And he said, he looked up at me with tears in his eyes and said, I have to tell you, Mike, Jesus loves you. And he said, I want to tell you, that was the beginning of the end of me. He said, right after that, he ended up giving his life to the Lord, you know. And I mean, now if he'd have said, you hateful thing, I hate you, you know, you're this, you're that, you know, what would have happened? Would that guy's life have been changed? No. But God used that man to change that other man's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though that man was mistreating him, just like you said about mm-hmm. Rodney King. I mean, you know, to say what he said and to still be able to look up at that guy and say, I have to tell you. And basically, when he was saying that, he's saying, if you kill me or whatever, I still got to tell you,
yep.
Jesus
yep.
loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, man, that was the beginning of the end of me. And he said, right after that, I gave my life to the Lord. And, you know, God's all about unity. He's all about love. He's not about all this hatred, hateful rhetoric that people put out there. You know, guys, think about what you're saying. You yeah. know, think about it before you say these things.
The old expression, you have two ears and one mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you should really listen to yourself clearly
right.
with those two ears before you open, engage that mouth and start talking. You know, I think that one of the reasons for marriage, that the reason the Lord brought about marriage is, you know, marriage will... You know, the sculptor will take a rock, and he'll see the image of his masterpiece uh-huh. before he sure. chisels one little, you know, piece off
in,
of that
in
rock.
In his mind, he's already yeah. knows what it looks
he
like.
He already knows what it looks like.
Yeah.
He already knows. So. Yeah. So I think marriage is like that. I think
God uses the chiseler.
Yeah, you know, and
yeah.
you know, it's interesting because, and I'm just so thankful for my wife. She yeah. she texted me and said I heard that when I said something about her. So anyway, I got to make up for this so yeah. I can so
yeah.
I
get make it good, buddy.
Nice meal when I get home or something, you know. Yeah. Although
it's wonderful when you grow.
Although I cooked
she's
yesterday,
a sweet lady.
So.
She's a real but, sweet lady.
But
yeah.
that's what I'm talking about: cooking and cleaning and whatever. That's not a woman's job. That's not a woman's job. We share all the duties. We do not say, okay, this is your job and this is mine. We just automatically, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I'll cook and clean. Sometimes she'll cook and I clean. Sometimes I'll cook and she clean. You know, it's taking those rough edges off when you really become one in a marriage,
mm-hmm.
when there's unity. And one thing I love about her is we can have a disagreement. She can say what she says, I say what I say. And when it's all over, even if we disagree,
mm-hmm.
it's over. We're off on the couch cuddling, watching TV or reading or whatever,
right.
you know, it's over. And so if people would just do that and not get upset, you know, ticked off, whatever. And if they would just say, you know what, I love you anyway. We can agree to disagree, but I love you anyway.
Right.
And we can move on down the road together in unity. And that's pretty much what we're saying here today.
Yeah. I love that. I love what you just said. We can agree to disagree. You know, you
it's
don't
okay.
have to agree
you
with
don't
everybody.
Have to agree with everything.
No.
That's right. You don't. Right. You do not.
You know, and I'll tell you this. It takes two to fight.
Yeah.
It takes two.
Yep.
And it takes two to have a big argument.
Yep.
You know? And a lot of times it's easier to just say, you know, God bless you and walk away if there's a disagreement rather than the butt heads.
I love you, brother. I love you, sister.
It doesn't accomplish anything, you know.
But I think we're at an impasse, so I love you. And, you know, I'm sure there's tons of things we do agree on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and with some people, it's all if you can, you could agree on 90% of everything, but you disagree with them on 10%, and they're mad at you.
Aww.
Well, have you ever noticed too in life? You know, if two little kids are outside playing, you know, and I've seen this many a time in a neighborhood, two little kids are outside playing, and they get into an argument, and they get mad at each other, and then the parents get involved. Who stays mad?
They're worse than the kids.
Who stays mad?
The parents.
20 minutes later, the kids are outside playing together again, and they're okay. You know, Jesus said, except you become as a little child, you can't enter the kingdom. You can't even see the kingdom except you become a little child. And a lot of times, we have to realize that children, they forgive. They forget about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and sometimes Christian folks will hold some of the biggest grudges.
Oh, wow.
And you know who that hinders when you hold a grudge? It hinders you.
That's right.
Not the other person. It hinders you.
That's right. Amen. You know? We got a member-thon going on, folks, so we're going to play this one more time. Hopefully you'll give gifts to the station and to Kingdom Building.
Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported WAIF Radio. We're in the middle of our spring member-thon. Help keep WAIF Radio on the air and indicate your support of this show by making a pledge right now. Your gift of $25 or more makes you a member and gives you voting rights at the WAIF annual meeting. And you'll receive the WAIF Alert newsletter and a WAIF sticker for your car. If you choose to pledge $150 or more, we'll place an engraved commemorative brick in the plaza in front of the WAIF studios. Help us pave the way for the future of WAIF Radio. Your brick could have your name or memorialize a loved one. Please call 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 right now to make a pledge. If you prefer to go online, you can make a pledge by clicking the donation button on the WAIF website and use your credit card or PayPal. If you pledge online, please be sure to include the name of our show in the purpose field so that we get credit for your donation. Every show at WAIF needs to meet a minimum level of pledges. Please give us a call at 513-961-8900 or 513-749-1444 or visit www.waif883.org and pledge $25 or more to become a member of listener-supported radio WAIF Cincinnati.
Okay, so give us some help here to stay on the air. If you like what you hear on WAIF, support the station. If you like what you hear on Kingdom Building, support Kingdom Building, and in return, you will be supporting the station, too. So, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
You know, Rich, I've been sitting here thinking for about the last 5 minutes. What's one of the first things they tell you, you know, when you're a salesman? Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, listen to the customer.
How many times, I can't count, where someone would be right up in my face, you know, just screaming about something, and if I just kept my cool and not say anything, and then just say, okay, now let's see what we got to do. what happens?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, all the barriers are broken down, and you're working together to get accomplish what needs to be done.
Doesn't the Bible say a soft answer turns away wrath?
Yes, it does.
Man, we need more soft answers and less wrath this world.
We had an old brother, you know, that used to, he went to be with the Lord, used to be in our church, and he talked a lot about unity and oneness, and talked about Chef, and... You know, he basically said, and this is true, Scripture says that the children of this generation are wiser in their own right than the children of light. Because what happens, whether you realize it or not, the world uses the principle of oneness all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you think they don't, then look at life insurance. What are you doing? They get a whole bunch of people that they tell them, I'm gonna cover you for when you die. And they get a whole bunch of people to pay them money every month, and they take that money and they just give it a little bit of that money and give it out to some people who pass away. But all the rest of that money, they keep it, and they got all these nice cars and houses and all this stuff. Same with bankers. Bankers get you to bring your money and stick it in their bank. What they're doing is getting a whole bunch of people to be one with that bank. They're putting their money, you put your money in there, they give you a little teeny bit of interest, and they'll loan you some money, your own money, and everybody else's money that's been in there. It don't belong to them, it belongs to the people.
Mm-hmm.
They'll loan it to you at a rate maybe 10 times what they're giving you, or 20 times what they're giving you. So think about it. The world uses that principle all the time, but they use it for the wrong purpose. And if Christians would use the principle of oneness and really be one with each other and love each other, we could accomplish so many things in the world. We could do away with hunger, and we could do away with people not having a place to live and everything else. I mean, because the government has stepped in a lot of times and taken over a lot of the responsibilities that the church should be doing, you know. And a lot of these churches are so wealthy and so rich. I'm talking about the larger churches. They're so wealthy and so rich, they just have tons of money. When you can go out and buy $200 or $300 million jets and stuff and have a whole bunch of them and live in big mansions and all that stuff, I don't believe that's what God wants you to do. I believe that money should be turned back and helping people and doing things that would cause people to advance in the kingdom of God, you know.
Absolutely.
And they'll do it.
We were told that the 749-144 number was not in use at this time, so if you do want to call in, it's 961-8900, punched number 1. So... Yes, so anyway, we're kind of winding down, but, you know, we just want you to just take whatever you could take out of this here, this last hour, and just try to just do some things that would put you more in unity and not divisiveness. With those in your local body, with those in your family, with those neighbors around your house, with the place that you work, wherever you go, don't let people get under your skin. It's really easy to be reactive when someone bothers you or pushes your buttons or whatever. It's very, very easy. That's easy. What is better and may take a little bit of thought is to already know that that's going to happen and to not let it bother you.
Yeah.
You have the choice. You can fly off the handle, or you can sit there and say, well, maybe they're having a hard day today. You know, maybe they got some bad news. Maybe this happened. Maybe that happened. You know, maybe they're dealing with depression. Whatever it is, if we would just love them, I guarantee they would be better off in whatever work relationship or family relationship or whatever, at the church, local church. Everyone would be better off.
Yeah.
No one can get hurt when you're loving on them.
And you know, even once in a while when you find yourself flying off the handle and getting a little bit upset, be big enough to go back and apologize to people and tell them, you know, man, that I don't know what was going on with me. I shouldn't have done that, you know? And I tell you what, we've all been there at times, you know, where we've gotten angry over something or whatever. But be big enough to go back and say, hey, I'm sorry. You know, I really shouldn't have said what I said or shouldn't have done what I did. You know, please forgive me. And you know what? You'll be surprised how it'll change a situation, whether it's family or whatever.
Amen. Yes, it will. So we're going to call it a program. Okay. It's been a program.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Tara Robinson with The Ultimate Risk will be coming up next, so do not touch the dial. And we love you, Cincinnati, and we'll see you next Wednesday right here on WAIF 88.3 FM, Cincinnati on Kingdom Building.
Amen.